Here is the translation of the provided text into English. Oil takes a breather with OPEC Plus output hike, U.S. government shutdown in focus. Gold hits record high near $3,900 as U.S. government shutdown begins. New York AG James sues Homeland Security for nearly $34 million over transit funding freeze. Oil prices steady after sharp losses. Traders weigh U.S. stock draw, OPEC Plus supply. New Zealand government to back energy firms. Critical infrastructure investments. USDA migrates data archive to new website, dropping Cornell's Mann Library. Oil settles lower as investors brace for possible OPEC Plus output hike. U.S. oil futures rise from settlement lows as API shows fall in crude stocks. White House restores board overseeing claims for sick nuclear workers. U.S. government takes 5% stake in lithium. America's in joint venture with GM. Spotify founder Daniel Ek's next act. Long bets in European defense. Health, NBC Universal, YouTube TV, Inc. short-term deal to avert programming blackout. JPMorgan Chase to launch DIY investment service in UK next year, report. NVIDIA's $100 billion OpenAI investment raises bubble concerns, says Anderson. BHP shares fall on report of China blocking iron ore shipments. BHP earmarks $555 million to boost copper production in South Australia. BlackRock's Jeep nears $38 billion deal to acquire AES Corp. Shares surge. FT Asia stocks buoyed by tech gains. Japan slips on rate hike worries. BlackRock's GP nears $38 billion takeover of utility group AES, FT reports. India's manufacturing sector expansion slows in September. Asia draws $100 billion in capital as investors diversify beyond U.S., Goldman executive says. Indonesian exports in August grow at slowest pace in 4 months. Indonesia's inflation rate rises to 2.65% in September. Above forecast, South Korea exports beat forecasts as AI drives chip sales to record. UK's Institute of Directors reports record low business morale. US government funding bill falling short of votes to pass in Senate. Voting continues. Factbox: how a US government shutdown would affect USDA data, nutrition programs, and operations. US crude inventory drops, but less than forecasted. API weekly crude stock report. Instant view: India central bank keeps repo rate steady as widely expected. US government shutdown begins as partisan division rules Washington. Asian factories struggle as soft China, US demand takes toll. India central bank holds rates to assess policy impact. India's September manufacturing growth cools as price rises soar to 12-year high, PMI shows. Reserve Bank of India leaves interest rates unchanged on caution over tariffs. Morning bid. Washington goes dark. Nomura to boost rates and FX trading units sees more market volatility. Explainer. What would it take to end the U.S. government shutdown? Foresight Ventures launches $50 industry-first stablecoin infrastructure fund. BTCC Exchange announces triple global workforce expansion at Token 2049 Singapore to power Web3 Evolution EOS 6 cent. As investors gain confidence, Zuzi purchases 525 Bitcoin for $60 million following shareholder approval. NodePay launches crypto's largest prediction intelligence platform. Reliance Global Group adds XRP to digital asset treasury. SkyQuarry seeks up to $100 million for digital asset. Treasury strategy Solstice Finance officially launches USX, a Solana-native stablecoin, with $160 million deposited. TVL buy highlights Buitl. Ethos during Newcastle United match against Arsenal. Sampa buys back 34,757 shares as part of $200 million program. Talgo H125 slides reveal capital reinforcement plans in record 2.4 border. Alpha Cognition raises $35 million oversubscribed public offering. Grand Tierra Energy appoints Brad Verbitsky to board of directors. AR Price's public offering of 3 million shares is at $83 per share. Craig Jones takes Helmus Purse Mining's new CEO. Thermo Fisher prices $2.5 billion. Notes offering across 4 maturities.